gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong!
Wrong! It's not normal.
This is disturbing!
Game over.
All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I had a couple of moments here. Kind of makes me a little bit nervous when I'm not getting reassigned to a new consulting project. And the one that I'm working on right now is starting to come to an end. But that's okay. I just trust God. I have to. We all have to come to a place in our walk where we trust the Lord implicitly. Without question, 100% of everything, we shouldn't be worrying about a thing, okay? I know there's a lot of creepy things going on out there. I get it, all right? But things are going to get pretty rocky and bumpy, and I think they're going to get rocky and bumpy enough as we're waiting for that giant copper ball spaceship to show up in the sky. For those of you who are indoctrinated to that, I don't know if I like the word indoctrinated. If you know the story, the whole story, I talk about it a lot, but I think there's people that still have gaps. Which, by the way, leads into why I'm doing this kind of short update here on a Friday. I have the time because of my interim dynamic associated with work and my documentation flow. We won't worry about that. And first, we'll just say a quick prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that prying eyes, evil eyes, will be blocked. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that anything that is malevolent against us, any demon, any entity of the darkness, anything that attempts to set their wills against us shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God. We declare warrior angels to descend upon them and cast them into the pit. We plead the blood of Jesus to seal the pit. Holy Lord Jesus, we pray, please don't let them out when we seal them away. We know it's not their time, but they are coming after your people. And we just ask you, please, lock them up. Them and all the demons, the subordinate demons behind them. In Jesus' name we pray. Make good eyes blind and good ears deaf. All right, hallelujah. So anyway, I'm jumping in not to do a full show, obviously, because I just did that last night. But the dynamics are changing very, very fast. And I'm not going to always be able to do this. Well, you know, providing I get assigned another consulting job here and things don't get wonky. It needs to happen, by the way, so I value your prayers. And I am praying for you. You can count on it. Now, I want to let folks know that now that I got the extra security set up on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, it's a good thing. It wasn't inexpensive, but I don't care. Anything for the kingdom, I'll spend it. You know, I don't care. I live a minimalistic life. Okay. The Lord in 1972, my mother sat me down. She had a dream. She did. She wasn't a prophet or none of that kind of stuff. Nothing like that. She never had that kind of stuff. But she had this really vivid dream. And she didn't understand it. It was kind of like Joseph, you know. And so she went to a guy by the name of Gerald Durstein, who had a big old church down here in Florida, which is quickly turning over to become Zionist. And DeSantis is as crooked as the day is long. But anyway, they're all in on it, every single swinging one of them. Anyway, all that aside, let's not get wrapped up in that because that's a long, long thing. So anyway, my mom sat me down at the age of 10, which was a year after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And, she said to me, I had this dream and I gave it to Gerald Durstein and I asked him, you know, she pulled him aside, you know, in private. And she asked him to please, would you just take this? I wrote it all down on a piece of paper. Would you take this, pray over it, and just let me know what the Lord tells you about it? I didn't have any idea any of this was happening. So anyway, my mom sits me down on a teeny weeny little dinette that was kind of wedged into the itsy bitsy teensy weensy. I mean, they don't make houses that small anymore, I don't think. But anyway, I was at 39 Runyon Road, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, 17036. Yep, for sure. Anyway, so she sets me down on a little chair there, and she tells me what Gerald Durstein, Pastor Durstein, came back and said after he prayed over the dream. Now, you got to understand, I'm 10 years old, you know. So, you know, we're going, and my mom was real big on going to divine healing things. She had diabetes. She wanted to get healed. She took me everywhere. I've seen people with, you know, multiple sclerosis jump, you know, on wheelchairs next to death, literally jump out of the wheelchairs, sing, you know, yelling at the top of their lungs, praise Jesus, running around huge auditoriums. I'm telling you, folks, I've seen it. I've been there. I've done it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a lot of the things, if I hadn't have gone through them when I did, well, my life probably would have taken a turn for the worse at some point, because I don't know. People that have, they're intellectually, they have the intellectual capacity that I have. I'm not saying that I'm, see, you don't get into heaven because you're smart. Okay, so just, this isn't a matter of pride, and I'm not being prideful by sharing this. I think by now you probably figured out that, hey, this guy's pretty smart about some stuff. All right, I'm not smart about everything, and when I don't know anything about something, I'll be the first one to chime up and say, I have no idea. But the things that I know about are vast. I'm a very heavy-duty book reader. I've studied stuff for years and years and years and years, since even when I was a little kid, I read books like crazy, and the Bible. And then I went into my backslidden youthful stage, which was not something that anybody would be proud of at currently. But my mother was told that from Pastor Durstein that the meaning of that God, the Holy Spirit, had given. This is back when the Holy Spirit was actually working in the church. It's not now. Okay, the church is way too deceived. It's the Holy Spirit vamoose grade. It's been grieved for so long, words cannot describe. Everybody thinks it, but no, it's not. Forget it. Okay, it's a mess. I know what it's like to be in a true Holy Spirit-filled, tongue-speaking prophecy, bringing down the Holy Spirit power upon people on designated days, even at designated days. And it was standing room only. There were people in the parking lot that were just looking over other people's shoulders. They wanted to watch people going out in spirit and speaking in tongues. I was one of them. I was 9. I was knocked out so hard. I told my mom, I was sitting there beside little Rosie Eball, who was a friend of our family. So, you know, I'm like, she's like 6 and I'm like, you know, 9. And I saw the elders of the church, you know, they had a group of about 5 of them and stuff up in the front, and they were all gathering around him, laying their hands on him, speaking in tongues. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And people were just dropping over, speaking in tongues like crazy. It was absolutely amazing. And it's really sad because there's a lot of people who've never experienced that. So then they become cessationists. Cessationism is born out of pride, because the person, the pastor, the church that goes into a stage of cessationism, which means I'm denying the power of the Holy Spirit, which aligns to, 2 Timothy 3:1, where it talks about lovers of themselves, you know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's the time we live in right now. And it's a shame. And people have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit listening to this program. We used to have special programs dedicated to that. And you, too, can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You, too, can do it, too. You just have to believe, and you just have to shut your door. You got to get everybody out of your hair, but you know, wait until the kids are in bed. And, you know, if your wife isn't a believer, ask her to go out and mow the lawn or something at 11 o'clock at night and turn on some gushing praise from Grace Williams and sit there with your eyes closed, with your hands raised, and be determined and tell the Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then what you want to do is you want to mimic tongues. The number one way to receive the gift of tongues is you want to listen to somebody who's speaking in tongues and mimic it. Okay, kula bashia la bakuta sa sanda basiti ala bakunda yamasa siti itia bakunda. All right, hear them, hear them. Now you might be saying, well, you're kind of breaking the scripture because Paul said you're not supposed to speak in tongues. No, you're supposed to speak in tongues mostly between you and God, and also when there are somebody in the church group that can translate the tongues. Okay, I get that. Three times and you're out. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's how my original church operated. But there is an exception to that rule that people that don't know their Bible don't realize, and that's when you're talking to unbelievers. But you didn't know that, huh? Paul would walk around telling everybody, I speak in tongues more than any of you. But when you're meeting up with I don't know who's out there. I have no idea who's listening to this show. I do know that we're having an increase. I am seeing more and more emails from people I don't know very well, or that were listening to the program, you know, I don't know, since 2011, but they've been relatively quiet and they never emailed me. Because I'm a rock star and I'm doing podcasts. No, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, it's a long story. I'm going to avoid it right now because we got other stuff we got to talk about. Now then, so you can get it. You can get the baptism. You can, and if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will dump it down on you too. It doesn't matter. You don't. Now, I will say this. No, forget it. If you're going to try to do that today through a church, I would just say, don't bother. Just don't bother. Because they just don't do the things that they are commanded to do. Paul said, don't listen to the fancy talk of the people that are talking fancy. Paul said, follow the power. The power. For we were not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of a sound mind. But anyway, all that kind of stuff got lost somewhere back then, and here we are in arguably the most dangerous time the earth has ever seen. Now then, but do not give up. Just get your wife a self-propelling lawnmower if she's not a believer, or vice versa. If you're the wife and your husband's not a believer, make him go mow the lawn at 11 o'clock at night. Just get the kids in bed, lock the door. Get some Grace Williams. There's tons of other gushing praise. Send me an email. I'm going to tell you this right now because I want you to know that I will commit this to heart, please. A couple of things. J for John. That is my actual real name. Baptist, which is my nom de plume or pen name. I've written over 420 articles. They're all in Tribulation Now. TribulationNow.com. Two ends in the middle. Most of my article writing was back in 2011, and then I went to start doing the radio show in July of 2011 with Kenneth. And that went well for a long time. And then, you know, things happened. We had a little bit of parting of the ways, but I love the man. I sent him Christmas presents, but, you know. Anyway, so stuff happens. So anyway, you just put them at the top of your list. You pray for them all the time. And the love of God will just overflow you. That's how you want to be. We are not from here. We are not staying here. Pre-existence is real. Pre-existence is real. All right. And that is something that we have to understand. But if we don't understand it, well, we're going to fall behind. We're going to fall awfully, awfully, awfully far behind. You won't be able to explain, like I've said many, many, many times, Psalm 139, or again, Psalm 139, verse 16. I knew you before you were born. Every day of your life was written in my book. See, these are things. How did Jesus know you before you were born? Huh? I've had people on this show 14 years ago that had visions where Jesus swooped down through outer space, grabbed the individual by the arm and took them down to earth. What you suppose he did that for? See, this is our penitence. This is what we need to go through. We have a job to do. This is why there's the parable of the talents and rewards. It's all about, what did you do while you were here? And I know we're in a situation where if you even try even in the slightest teensy-weensiest little way to try to open somebody's eyes, hey, folks, there's nothing. Look, I put stickers on the back of my laptop. I'm planning on going over to Applebee's and hanging out. And it says, take the blue pill. I wonder if it'll attract any attention. I talk to people that mow my lawn. I talk to people on the phone from my plumbing company. I just had a conversation with the lady there. It's endless. Who was it I talked to yesterday? Oh, yeah, the people from GoDaddy, the lady from GoDaddy. She freaked out. I said, I would bet you that you were probably the same age as my daughter. I said, don't you think the things that are going on in the world are kind of weird? Do you have like anxiety disorder and worries about all the creepy, weird stuff that's happening out there? And she's like, yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, oh, you ought to, because things are about to get rough. And I freaked her out a little bit, but I also gave her Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. I said, read it. Then read Revelation 6 and pay close attention to the black horse, because we all know the financial collapse is coming. And then pay really close attention to the pale horse, because we all know that stuff's happening. And she's like, oh, and she's actually, she took a post-it note and wrote them down. That's, you know, that's witnessing. Got to plant the seeds. You got to give. If you're not giving a minimum of 10% of your income, your gross take home, not gross take home, your net take home, I'm sorry to tell you, but a mansion is not in your future. Now, it does say in the Odin Hetrick vision of heaven, or not vision of heaven, he was taken heaven, I think it was 81 times, and I did talk to his daughter for about 4 hours here at the house. Found out that Satan has a fake heaven, a mock-up, which is tricking all of the NAR Seven Mountains Mandate people, which can't get a prophecy right if they're, you know, if a meteorite struck them in the head. But that's okay. Whatever. We need to pray for them. They are our fellow brothers and sisters, but they are gravely misled. Now, again, like I've said before, the parable of the fig tree, which is located right there in Luke 21, is all about us looking around ourselves and seeing what's what. Because when you look around and you say, whoa, this stuff looks like when, you know, just look at Luke 21:20. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by your enemies, get out of there as fast as you can. Look, I'm just saving a little bit of time. Maybe waking you up because maybe you're dozing off. Now, here's the thing. Please do consider... Keep in mind, write it down, jot it down, jbaptist777@gmail.com. Now, I can't guarantee, I know a lot of people allow this email to slip into their spam, and they don't check it sometimes, and then they wander off into the wonderful world of YouTube. And until they bump up against something dark, I don't hear from them again. Doesn't mean I stop praying for them. People wander. They like to wander. It's a dangerous time to wander. Very dangerous. And many people who otherwise would have made it to heaven will not, because they're wandering. And that makes me very, very sad. But the Lord told me when I was crying downstairs in my dining room, because I was like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Nobody is taking my advice. They're going out and they're going to dangerous places and I don't hear about it until they're already messed up in the head. Lord, I can't take it. And I heard, you didn't come to save the world. I did. Which was Jesus' way to tell me, get back to work. So the translation of the dream from Gerald Durstein to my mother, who sat me down in 1972, in that tiny, weeny, 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 it's a small house. Look at it on Google. Go ahead. 39 Runyon Road, R-U-N-Y-O-N. 39 Runyon Road, Hummelstown, like the little Hummel dolls. Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, 17036. Look it up on Google. Go to a street view. It's a teeny weeny little house. That's where I grew up until I was about 10. Well, slightly after 10. I think we moved, because this happened in 72 when I was still 10. She told me that Gerald Durstein told her. She said, Johnny, you need to hear this. You need to hear this. She said, you're going to be a well-known preacher, well-known end times preacher. And I'm a 10-year-old. What am I supposed to think? You know, I just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I'm like going, I'm bouncing off the walls. We used to go to Jesus conferences and Jesus, everything Jesus. And it was cool. I loved it. The camping and all that and the singing. I loved it. I loved it. All that was before the synagogue of Satan. All that was before the Zionism and all that crap. And it is garbage. It's garbage. Is crap a bad word? Father, if it's a bad word, please forgive me. Please. All right. But here's the thing. She said, you're going to be a well-known end times preacher, and you're going to be unmarried. In 1972. Well, let me find out a second. Alexa, how many years ago was 1972? She can sometimes do stuff.
1972 ended 53 years ago.
53 years ago. 53 years ago. Wow. And she said I was going to be unmarried. Well, then, you know, the hormones kick in, the sins of youth kick in. And, you know, then I started looking for girlfriends at all the Jesus events. I can even think of their names. Didn't get any, but that's fine. That was a good thing. Blessing from the Lord. But anyway, life went on. And I, you know, even though my original church did not teach this, by the way, I had been exposed through my family that once you're saved, you're always saved. So as long as you, my family believed that if you, and I, you know, I'm just saying, this isn't about a bash Johnny family thing. It's about things that you can relate to. That's what this is about. Things that you might be able to relate to. And they honestly believed that as long as you went up to the altar, that was it. And you can do whatever you want. Well, I did everything wrong. With the exception of killing Christians, I probably would, my story would probably humiliate the Apostle Paul. It was bad. Because after what did I have to worry about? But then that fateful night came. A little too much partying. And my wife got taken out on a gurney. Now, at that point, I woke up. I woke up gangbusters. I woke up so awake that my eyes were bugging out almost as bad as Cash Patel's. And that's saying a lot. Praise God. I wouldn't wish that disease on anybody. But anyway, I'm kidding. But I freaked. In fact, I freaked so much when I finally got her out of the situation. That was it's a long story. I'm going to avoid it. I'll just, in the state of Florida, you get Baker acted. You got to spend 3 days for under observation, but they were a crooked operation. I knew they were a crooked operation. And I told my wife, I am going to get you out of there, because she had already lined up a new job. And so what I did was she told me the dirty things that the facility was doing. And I called the State Department, the state of Florida's fraud line for insurance fraud. I called Cigna Health. I called a bunch of places, and I said, they're committing fraud. You need to do an investigation. Well, I reported them. They were committing fraud. And all I can tell you is about 24 hours later, I got a call on the phone, and it was my wife, and she said, you would not believe what's going on here. I have to keep my voice down. But every one of the offices is being ransacked by the Department of Insurance Fraud from Florida and Cigna Health Fraud Department. This place is being turned upside down right now, and they're freaking out. She said that all real quiet. You know, back in those days, I could be a really nice guy, but if you push me too far, I will follow the law. I'll never do anything that breaks the law, but I'm smart enough to know how to play the system, and I turned that facility upside down. They were more afraid of me than the devil himself, and I got a phone call. They were very excited about getting my wife out of the facility as soon as possible, because they didn't want to deal with me. So I dressed up in a suit, and I went in, and I sat there and played the whole game, and she was out in, like, what, 24 hours? Bam. And she was at her new job, and everything was fine. Now, at that point, I grabbed her by the short hairs, and I drug her back to a church that her and I both liked. Okay, it was, you know, claimed non-denominational, Holy Spirit filled, all that kind of stuff. But they had a suspicious absence of speaking in tongues. There was no prophecy. There was very little, if any, speaking in tongues. And, you know, their idea of going to heaven was strumming the guitar, singing a couple of songs, and everything was going to be just fine. And I was like, no, this isn't right. And I went there for a while. My wife went with me. Everything was fine there. And then I started, long story short, I'm just going to cut this part short. I started doing my own stuff, my own homework, my own Bible reading. I started reading the Bible like crazy. I started out by using an audio Bible everywhere I drove because I had to commute to work and it was a pretty long commute. So I used an audio Bible, which I think was, DVDs. And I went through the entire Old Testament on that audio Bible twice. I'm pretty sure it was twice. Hard to remember back that far. And then I started to do the New Testament. I did that audio first. Then I started reading the text. Once I got a hold of the New Testament, I realized, wait a minute, something's up here. I've never heard some of this stuff before. How come the church never talked about it? I didn't know anything about Scofield. I didn't know anything about using, what do they call that? Rats. I'm trying to think of it. The concept of dispensationalism to split the Bible up into a bunch of chunks so that I would remember that members of my family would say, like, oh, Jesus was only talking to the Jews. It doesn't apply to us. And I'm like, well, then neither does Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. So we're all missing out. So anyway, I realized that I was completely bamboozled. And that's when the fear of God came over me like never before. I pursued reading the Bible like a crazy person. I was in it, hard as you can go. But you know what? The Lord took me on another journey. He needed to be me when it says be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. He needed me to be able to smell the devil from 10 billion miles away. And the only way that I could get to that place was for me to go on that journey, which was horrible. That's where I learned about things like woodpecker crates at Nellis Air Force Base, where they electrocute little babies. Babies for as far as the eye can see, and they electrocute them so that they will have dissociative identity disorder, and they can inject demons into them in ooga-chaga ceremonies and all this kind of stuff. That's where I learned about a lot of darkness. When I was learning about the darkness and how dark the darkness was, I remember about 2 o'clock in the morning, I got up out of my office, I fell to the ground, and I started to heave in tears. I was having a nervous breakdown. I'd crossed the line of the things that any human would ever want to hear. I've known about the things that the Babylonian, Chabad Lubavitch, you know, Khazarian SOS, that stuff that's leaked out now that everybody, you know, I've known about that since like, what, 2009, 2008. It was 2008 that I took a video up to my family. I had gone down to downtown New York and I had gone to an AV rental place and rented one of those screens that you can pull up, you know, that kind of thing. Put up the projector and I had a big presentation that I'd put together all about the Illuminati. It's over 400 and some slides. I calculated it out. There was no way I could ever present it. It was way TMI. But anyway, I did zero in on a video. And I played it. Because I wanted my sisters to know about it. Because to me, it was a humongous revelation. I was like, oh my gosh! And they looked over at Billy, who's still a friend of the family, who I pray for his salvation all the time. There's a lot of these people think they're saved, but I don't think they're going to make it without prayer, without extra prayer, if you know what I mean. But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I'm not feeling good about it. So I pray for him. Anyway, they're looking over at Billy because Billy has a gift of discernment, or so he claims. That's all right. I don't care about that. They're looking at him because they think I am demon-possessed. And they wanted to see if Billy's gift of discernment would show them that I have a black snake wrapped around my spine. Because how dare I play that video for them? I have to have something wrong with me. You think you've been through the ringer because you tried to share something with somebody? Count the years, folks. Count the years. So anyway, why I'm on this, now I'm going to talk about a couple of the things that have transpired over the last, in a few seconds. We got plenty of time. It's 32 after the hour. When you go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, when you go there, and I put new security on the website like crazy. It's costing me a fortune. It's $566 a year. Because I was getting hacked, having all kind of problems. And who knows, right? I got work to do for the Lord. And yes, I could be killed. And I don't care. Because I just don't want the bullet to miss. It needs to hit me right between the eyes and take me out. A double tap. Just like they were doing to the little kids, the IDF. Just make sure it counts. Then I can go home. But anyway, looks like the Lord, for whatever reason, wants me to stay and do stuff. Help people. So I'm doing it. I'm seeing a lot of people fall to the wayside. They can't handle the darkness. They can't handle it. They can't. And they drop out. They say, Johnny, I just can't deal with it anymore. You know, what about, you know, I just can't. I just got to take some time off. And they kind of go away. They kind of disappear into the wherever they go. They disconnect. And you know something, honest to goodness? I don't blame them. I try to disconnect on Saturdays a little bit, but I'm still probing. I'm still probing. Anyway, I needed to know the darkness of the darkest of the darkest things that could ever possibly happen during satanic ritual ceremonies. I needed to be able to detect it. I needed to be able to help people because no one was talking about it. No one knew anything about it. That's why I had Elena coming on the show with Blog Talk Radio. That's why I had Robert Vandreas Mitchell on the shows. We've got tons of old shows that are available on the podcast page. All right. But do consider this. Do consider this, please, in the name of Jesus. It'll be good for you. You're going to love it. I think so. I do. See, a lot of people don't want to know these things. It's called cognitive dissonance, which means mental rejection. That's what it means. Cognitive dissonance is a fancy term for mental rejection, which, by the way, if you go into the five, you know, phases of grief, what's the first one? Denial. You're going to die of cancer in 2 weeks. I am not. I'm getting a third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth opinion. You're wrong. That's exactly what people do. You take away Zionism from the evangelicals, and they will flip out. You uproot their entire understanding of the Holy Bible completely. They flip. It's so bad. So bad. So I am asking you to please consider, please, because I don't want, you know, you can forward these emails that I send out to other people, and it has touched people. And then you get talents. You get stuff that you can show Jesus. You don't show up empty-handed. You're not going to hit the jackpot every single time. And a lot of times people will say, don't send me those anymore. Because, you know, Christians are so nice. So, consider that. But the other thing is, please do consider going to tribulationnow.com, two N's in the middle. You have to keep on reminding people. Otherwise, they'll put one N and they'll be like, oh, it's not working. Or the other link is tribulation-now.org. But anyway, please consider going there. I don't ask for any money. Never have. Never will. And the only way I would is if the Lord came upon me and said, now you're going to do this. And boy, talk about freaking out. I would be so freaked out. I mean, I would make Cash Patel look normal. But I doubt that's ever going to happen. We're just way too close. But please consider going. Just consider it. Going to tribulationnow, double N's in the middle, .com. And when you go there, you're going to see two, it's on the right in the big black area underneath all the links, over to the right. And you're going to see a picture of the big angel from the logo. And then you're going to see another little box underneath it. It's important that you enter your email in both of those boxes. Both. Not just one. Both. Because another thing that I'm paying for is a thing called, oh gosh, what is it? I just got a bill from them. Oh, it's a service that sends you an email every time I post something. So please, if you've already entered your name where the big angel is, look just below that. There's another place you can enter your email. Now, please forgive me. I do not have it set up the way it needs to be set up. And maybe if I have some time next week, I'll call them up for some assistance. Maybe. But unfortunately, I have some plumbing problems at the house, and I got to call in a plumber and blah, blah, blah. You know, comes along with the territory. But anyway, please consider entering your email in both of those places. Because then you'll receive a communication whenever I put up a post. Now, right now on Tribulation Now, today, I have put up three new posts. One is beside the bearded guy talking about you-know-who, Draco D. is it says the David Doetry vision of the spaceship. Okay? So we've talked about that a lot, but I wanted to put it in people's face. Now, if you had put in your email in the second little slot at the bottom underneath the angel, you would have gotten a notification with the title of that post already. And you know it was there, and you could go look and read it. The other one I put up was Baba Vanga, World War III, and Spaceship in the Sky. And they always, each article always has extra stuff in it. That's pretty cool. Really pretty cool. Is it going to be 2026? I don't know, but it sure looks like it, doesn't it? Come on. All right, but what you would have also been notified of is a post that was essentially called Protected, Who Are the Khazars? Bracket email dash me. jbaptist777@gmail.com. Because the reason that I need you to email me is because this is the kind of stuff that the SOS kills you for. It's going to explain things to you that will blow your mind. Pop the top of your head wide open like a popcorn machine. You will know history better than arguably probably any one of, I don't know, definitely going to know the history of what's going on with Israel right now. The only thing, because it's so old, that the gentleman who does the training doesn't, and he's a Christian, the only thing he didn't include was, it's probably because of how dated and old it is the stuff about the Synagogue of Satan. I also have on there, oh, and by the way, if you do log in and you do write me at jbaptist777@gmail.com, I'll give you the password. Because if you click on it right now, you got to squint your eyes, make sure you got your reading glasses on, and you got to look down at the bottom of the big picture on the bottom left real carefully, because there's a password field there. It's teensy. But if you email me, then I'll tell you what it is. Now, I may ask you a question first. You know, like, tell me that you love Jesus more than anything and speak it forth. And then if you write back to me, I love Jesus more than anything, type it up. Because that is the definition when the Bible talks about the discerning of spirits. Everybody thinks it's something else, and they're just incorrect. See, an evil entity, a familiar spirit, sitting in the room with you, you can say, is Jesus Christ, are you in love with Jesus more than anything? And that evil spirit, familiar spirit, can lie to you and say to you, yes. But what they cannot do is type back to you, I love Jesus more than anything. They can't do it. They can't do it. They can't do it. That's true. Discerning of spirits. Praise God. And then I'll give you the password. And you can go in and listen to a video that is absolutely mind-bending. Now, if you start at the 13-minute and 16-second mark, it'll break right in to the story about the Khazars. Now, if you want to hear the whole story, listen to the whole thing. Time well spent, I assure you. The only thing the gentleman who was doing the teaching didn't cover was the Synagogue of Satan. He didn't cover the lie of the so-called Star of David. It's the Star of Remphan, the Star of Baal. It's from the Rothschilds. It was part of the symbolism that was hung upon the Rothschilds' operations, their banks, and everything else. They were the ones who funded 1947. They were the ones who funded the Synagogue of Satan. But boy, if you want a rock-solid history and you want to know the whole story, it's there. jbaptist777@gmail.com. And believe you me, I'm testing the spirits. But if you're willing to play the game of testing the spirits, if you're willing to type that phrase back to me in an email, then I know you're a Christian. And not one of them. Because they can't. They can't do it. All right. So anyway, I'm offering that up to anybody who's interested in it. I'm asking you also to please consider entering your email in the little box beneath the big angel. Getting notifications about, new radio shows and things like that, new podcasts. That's the big angel. That's where you enter your email for that. But to get the notifications about the posts, like the David Doetry vision, like the Baba Vanga thing, and like who are the Khazars, email me. It's life-changing to hear that information. I also include scripture to help those who are confused. They don't understand why people claim that the Jews will be saved. But you got to understand something. You got to look at the text. People don't look at the text. You've got to also understand that in virtually every translation of the Bible, it's dorked up. The translators didn't know any better, or they did, which is worse. A lot of times they'll just use the word Israel, but that's not what the Bible says. So I highlighted and even colorized and bolded the text. In the scriptures that refer to Jesus forgiving Israel, it actually refers to Jacob. Jesus is only forgiving the sons of Jacob, not the synagogue of Satan. But you got to understand it. You've got to pay attention to the text. That's why I included it in that article, so you can see it with your own eyes in the Bible. So I hope you will consider this, because that's what I'm here for. I'm trying to help people dig themselves out of the grave associated with all of the horrible things that are going on in the evangelical church. And they actually think they're doing a good thing, but it's not true. They're laying hands on a Draco reptilian. A powerful one. When Marina Abramovic made that comment, boy, oh boy, was she right. The stock markets are flying up. They're flying down. Draco T's out there telling everybody, oh, we cut another deal. Everything's going to be just fine. Stock markets go flying up. And it's just a play. The carrier, George W. Bush, was only beside Namibia. Remember, I told you that. They got to go all the way around South Africa and come back up again. It's going to take a long time. In the meantime, Draco T has got to convince everybody. He's got to convince. He's got to tell more lies than he's ever told in his life, which for him is like no problem at all. He's extremely good at what he does, which is lie. Satanic, filthy lies. Lies. Lots of them. So there's all kinds of stuff flying around across the internet. Everybody's befuddled. And that's exactly what is the intent Does this mean that maybe Israel changed their mind, you know? Maybe they're not gonna level, you know, Lebanon like Gaza. Maybe they won't. Wrong. Wrong guess. Listen to that video, and it's even in the video. Explains about how they must destroy. Now, he obviously doesn't know about the SOS. It's mentioned right there in Revelation. It's right there by the Church of Philadelphia. It's right there in the passages around Revelation 3:10. It's right there. Why would the Word be right there where the Church of Philadelphia is leaving the earth, you know, to escape the hour of trial, which is coming to try those who dwell upon the earth? And right there in the same passage, it's talking about the synagogue of Satan. That seems a little too coincidental to me. So I've made the offer. Praise God. I'll leave it at that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and briefly talk about the craziness. Just the things that happened in the last 24 hours. So basically, the gifted magician level Scottish Rite entity from the black hole and the pits of Dante's Inferno is telling everybody what they want to know. You know, and just like forever before, all kinds of things about, oh, we're no longer, the Strait of Hormuz is wide open. Iran and us, we're just, oh man, we're great buddies now, man. We're sending Christmas presents to each other. It's just an amazing thing. And everybody is befuddled. I'm looking at Telegram and I got Geopolitics Prime, Megatron, Middle East Spectator, Press TV. Press TV is not deceived. That's Iran, essentially. They started out to be deceived because, after all, the prime minister of Pakistan was, hey, come on, let's do it again. Let's give it another try. Israel isn't attacking Lebanon right now. Okay, so come on, guys. Come on, just one more time. And it was flying. There were ships getting let through. But, like I said last night, when they messed with China, it was a very big mistake. China's already blockading large parts of the South China Sea, and they're not going to let anybody go through them at all, which covers 30% of the commerce of the world. Oh, it gets worse and worse every day, doesn't it? But this is a good thing. For those of us who are not deceived by the devil dancing around and prancing around and praising God for things that you shouldn't be praising God for, praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're getting ready to go. We're not from here. We're not staying here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. How long are we going to be here? I personally believe that it is quite possible there might be a large false flag. I don't know. Maybe in the United States of Babylon the Great. I just don't know. But I think it's possible. There sure have been a lot of prophecies about it. But the one thing that I definitely do know is it doesn't really matter whether... here's the thing. As you will learn through the video, they're not going to stop. This is how they bring their Messiah, the Antichrist. The guy even covers Amalek. And how we're all part of Amalek, and we are all, you know, it's like all these deceived people. Oh, we're just going to fly off to Israel and hang out with everybody and party while the United States is nuked by Russia. No, they're not. Because they are useful goy, and they will be killed. They are part of Amalek. That includes Draco T. But he ain't smart enough to know it. Now, the only thing that probably has him covered is the fact that he became a draconian. A horned, winged, kind of like the Mothman prophecies, but a little bit smaller in height. 12 foot. That was the height that Clinton was when Bill Deagle, when he was still alive, held her hand and saw her for what she actually is, a Draco. Who knows? Maybe that's their ticket. I don't know. And you know, quite frankly, I don't care because I don't plan on being here. And I pray in Jesus' name that you don't plan on being here either. But anyway, I'll let you know that oil refineries are going up in fire still, just like I talked about yesterday. Professor Mirandi of Iran says that Draco T will know it very soon. Iran is set to retaliate in a much more significant level. But that's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want. Behold, a pale horse, and his name was Death. And 25, one quarter of the world was affected by death and by the sword. When the Bible refers to the sword, death by the sword, it's talking about war. War. Iran has supposedly published a list of 50 Delta Force soldiers that they captured. There are people that are tracking with Flight Tracker these what they're calling mystery flights into Iran. The planes suddenly drop off. They flip off their identification friend or foe signal. It's known as IFF. And all of a sudden you can't see them anymore. What about China? You think China might be calling the IRGC up and saying, warning? Me think so. There's people complaining about this whole thing as a giant dumpster fire, which is kind of an understatement. There are people worried about Congress being called back to sign the... what the heck is the name of that stupid thing that they had to do? Oh, the FISA warrants. I'm like, folks, the FISA warrant is fake. It's fake. They're already listening to everything that you say. If you think you can go to Proton Mail and get some privacy, oh gosh, you're so wrong. I'm sorry for you. I really am. If you're on the internet at all, they're already listening. We need to learn to trust Jesus and the power of his name. Another report that just came out says the United States targets Iran-linked ships worldwide. If you log and listen to that video, you'll see the scriptures that talk about the sons of Jacob repenting after Jesus comes back in Revelation 19. And just a few moments ago, a recent report came out that said that this is while they're going back and forth and back and forth because, you know, I kind of steer away from X later in the day because it just becomes absolutely worthless. I mean, I just get the dumbest ads and all kinds of stuff that just like, oh, for crying out loud. But then I went over to Telegram and I said, well, what do you know? The same press TV channel that was all totally befuddled. Oh, Draco T says this. Oh, Draco T says that. All over the place. And then all of a sudden came out the real deal. It wasn't because the press TV channel was trying to deceive anybody. It was because everybody was going, what is going on here? What is going on here? Because of the magician, the warlock, the reptilian. But evidently, according to the last release that I just looked at, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, the IRGC Navy says, a new order. This is why they're all having a ceasefire, folks. They announced a new order is now in place over the strategic Strait of Hormuz, outlining strict new regulations for all maritime traffic. Sounds to me like China had a few words. China's none too pleased right now. Because Draco T's pathetic blockade had the chutzpah to mess with their ships. Talk about... But you know what? Anybody looking at it would say, that's like stupid on steroids. You just can't... You can't scrape out enough of your gray matter to become that stupid. And that's why everyone is befuddled. Everyone. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Douglas McGregor, everyone we listen to all the time, they're all blown away. Because they don't know what the end game is. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you see? This. All this stuff that would scare the dickens out of just about any Christian. It's good news. It's awesome news. It's awesome news. And I do indeed recommend that you take a little time. Go to tribulationnow.com, two N's in the middle, or tribulation-now.org. Read the David Doetry vision. Read the Bob Bavanga article. And send me an email. So you can hear the rest of the story. God bless you all.